Hi everyone, good morning from sunny and beautiful Jakarta. I am Joe Silaban and welcome to Shaking a Culture Podcast. Let's ride on. Halo, good morning semuanya, selamat pagi. It's nice to see you again after some times. Karena kesibukan saya jadi nggak sempat untuk share dengan all the listeners of the Shaking Culture, Shaking a Culture podcast. Tapi ya, kali ini, pagi ini kita akan share mengenai loyalty. Okay, loyalty in the corporate world. Now, a loyalty in corporate world is something that people are looking for. Mereka, perusahaan itu sangat ingin karyawan itu loyal, setia. Dalam arti loyal itu, they are really committed to the company and really like willing to do anything or, you know, stay as long as they can. That's loyalty. That's loyalty yang sekarang ada di dalam corporate. Jadi kalau misalnya orang udah kerja 10 tahun, wah dia gak naik pangkat, dia mengalami bullying, dia mengalami apa yang kita bilangnya ketidakadilan, gitu, kezaliman. But you still stay, then you are a loyal person. That's what it's on the corporate's mind these days. Terutama perusahaan-perusahaan yang konservatif. Okay. Perusahaan yang konservatif menilai kesetiaan, loyalty itu dari berapa lama Anda stay dan Anda sudah bersama-sama perusahaan itu melewati berbagai macam badai dan tantangan. That's the standard that they set these days. Okay, terutama perusahaan-perusahaan konservatif. Yeah. Nah, ini yang menarik untuk dibahas gitu loh. Karena sebenarnya banyak orang yang stay bisa bekerja 10 tahun, 15 tahun, 20 tahun, bahkan ada yang 30 tahun, 32 tahun di sebuah perusahaan itu. It's like, mereka stay itu kadang-kadang karena banyak hal ya, banyak hal. Banyak yang menjadi prinsip mereka yang membuat mereka stay. First, because they, what do you call it ya? Mereka menganut konsep loyalty yang tadi seperti saya ceritakan. How long will you stay? And, you know, did you stay through all the storms? You know, all the struggle that the company gone through. Jadi, mereka memang penganut hal-hal itu. Jadi, mereka stay. Umumnya seperti itu ya. Umumnya seperti itu. My dad is one of that guy. You know, ada satu period di mana dia nggak naik pangkat sekitar 10 tahun karena dizolimi oleh atasannya. Atasannya nggak suka sama dia. Even though he's like very excellent at that time, he was very excellent. He was like really outstanding. But his boss doesn't like him. Ya, jadi dia nggak naik pangkat 10 tahun lebih sampai akhirnya bosnya berganti, tukar bos. Bos yang baru ini dia, wow, you're an excellent guy. Kemudian dia ini. Jadi ada faktor-faktor seperti itu gitu ya, dizolimi gitu, tidak diperlakukan secara tidak adil, tidak disukai oleh atasan gitu. Even though sometimes, you can be good, you can be bad, you can be the worst guy in the office, it depends, tapi itulah yang sering terjadi ya. Nah, karena memang penganut seperti itu. Nah, ada sebab kedua adalah maybe ya, the person doesn't have enough qualification or what do you call it? Pendidikan, education background, which is a qualification ya, tadi ya saya bilang ya. Jadi, or skills to find another job outside the company. Yeah. That is also a problem. Yeah. I found some of the people who stays quite long in a company because they don't have any options. At that time, no one really like, they don't really want them. Plus, they didn't even try to apply because they think, yeah, no one really wants me, actually. You know, this is already a good company, stable job. You know, I'm not going to get fired. Those kind of things. So they stay. They stay for so many years. Yeah. Sometimes their career is growing. Sometimes, not at all. Jadi itulah yang menurut saya tuh penting ya untuk kita sama-sama tahu gitu loh. Kemudian there's another person yang menurut saya juga stay long itu adalah, yeah, they think that's it, you know, maybe they already like very senior, yeah, they are about 45, about 50, and they said, no one's going to hire me again. Let's stay. It's already stayed this long, and why should I move to another company? You know, it's too late for me to move, to switch job. Nah, itu juga menjadi salah satu faktor-faktor kejadian-kejadian yang terjadi di dalam sebuah corporate. Yeah, that's the reason you found these awesome people stay quite long or very long in one company. You know, I have a friend who stays like 32 years in one company. My dad worked, I think, 37 years dalam satu perusahaan. Yeah, my dad worked in one company, and that is the first company that he worked until 37 years before he retired, and another company wants him as a consultant, and then he worked for that company. Yeah, jadi memang banyak orang juga yang merasa, oh ya, yeah, gue stay lah satu company, terutama you know our parents generation ya, yeah. Mereka lebih senang kerja di satu tempat begitu lama gitu loh. It's different with the millennials and others, you know, younger generation. You know, they tend to find another challenge, a new adventure. Nah, sekarang ada standar baru yang menurut saya kita harus terapkan about loyalty in a company. Loyalty in a company, you know, it's not like how long do you stay? Because this is what happened, you know. In many cases, ya, tidak di semua case, tapi in many cases, these awesome people who stayed very long, already like stayed very long dalam satu perusahaan, they tend to lose their passion, lose the excitement. They think, yeah, it's already this. It's day to day, man. Mereka, into the day to day. What else do you want? Itu seringkali terjadi. Itu seringkali saya lihat. Dan they were like, apa ya? Mereka tuh dikalahkan dengan semangat orang-orang yang masih baru 6 bulan, baru setahun, 2 tahun, 3 tahun gitu ya. Wah, semangat yang tinggi untuk mengajukan perusahaan, reach higher goals, you know, achieve much better than before. Because orang-orang baru ini mereka punya excitement yang baru. Mereka lihat bahwa perusahaan ini punya potensi yang luar biasa. Yep, that's it. And gue bisa kontribusi untuk membuat perusahaan ini lebih bagus lagi daripada yang sebelumnya. Dan mereka punya motivasi itu untuk mengalahkan kontribusi orang-orang yang sudah bertahun-tahun ini. Can they do that? Bagi saya, yes, they can. Of course they can. Because the thing sometimes like this. Ya, orang-orang yang sudah lama sekali dalam sebuah perusahaan, mereka sudah biasa-biasa aja. Sometimes they're stuck. They don't know what's new. You know, even though mereka punya teman-teman di luar, mereka bergaul, but they don't know, they don't feel the environment, they don't feel the atmosphere of the changes that happen in this corporate world, and the style di mana muncul startup-startup baru, ada style-style startup yang sangat apa ya, luar biasa ketika diinject ke dalam perusahaan-perusahaan corporate yang sudah berusia lama gitu, yang sudah punya budaya gitu. Karena apa? Karena seringkali kita lihat corporate ini budaya konservatif sekali gitu loh. Jadi startup ini memang menginject nilai-nilai fresh, inovatif ya, ke dalam dunia corporate ini sebenarnya sekarang. Makanya banyak ada satu perusahaan musik yang sudah 175 tahun, namanya Gibson Brands, Gibson Corporation. It was Gibson Corporation, now Gibson Brands. They say that we are 175 years old startup. Karena apa? Karena the new president director, you know, John Curley, JC Curley, he injected the value of a startup into that company. So, you know, people will, and he hoped people will get excited again, you know, people will passionate again to work and build something. Jadi itu yang dilakukan JC Curley ya. Nah, ini yang menarik kan. Nah, sekarang kita kembali ke masalah loyalty. Are you a loyal guy when you switch job 2-3 years? Because you're stuck. You don't know, or you don't see any career there, or you felt that you are underappreciated. Are you a loyal guy? I'm telling you, yes, you are. Bigger. Or it depends. Yeah? It depends on what you have done in those 2-3 years, or even that 1 year. How big is your contribution? If you contribute a lot more than what these people that already stay like 30 years, 20 years, or whatever, how long, we don't care how long, kita punya kontribusi yang jauh lebih baik daripada itu. Then, yes, saya bisa katakan, kamu atau Anda adalah seorang yang sangat loyal. Jadi, konsep-konsep baru dari loyalty yang ada ini bagi saya adalah, how big you contribute. Okay, it's not how long you stay in one company, but when you're there, how big is your contribution? Itu yang paling penting itu loh. Itu standar sebuah loyalitas. Buat apa kita mengatakan loyalitas? Oh, okay, dia pegawai yang loyal, wow, udah 15 tahun, 20 tahun kerja di situ, tapi yeah, every day he's just murmuring, complaining, and you know nothing's new with him. The same old song. Yeah, the same old song. So, itulah yang saya bilang, the loyalty concept. And you know, job is not a marriage. Job is not a marriage. Job is a job. I'm sorry to say. Job is a job. It's different. If they, memperlakukan you dengan zalim, go! If you can go, go. Don't stay. Because they do not worth your loyalty. I'm telling you, the corporate do not worth your loyalty if they treated you unfairly. I'm just telling you like that. You know, this is the new, age. This is not like the 30, 40 years ago. Di mana orang tuh, yaudah, they don't have a lot of option. Now you can have a lot of options. So that's it. You know, loyalty is how much you contribute to a place that you work. It's not how long you stay or how long you have stayed. New employee can be more loyal than the old one that already stayed 20, 30 years. Conclusion today is, are you a loyal person? Because I, you know, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, I will value you, your loyalty, through how much you contribute to the company, not how long you have stayed. Everyone, terima kasih buat waktu kalian. It's a beautiful Monday morning in Jakarta. Keep right on until next time. Bye.